Good morning. After 10 days of quiet at the Cumbre Vieja volcano, almost 100 days after the volcano first spewed lava and ash across the island of La Palma, the eruption is officially over. The Christmas Day announcement came after it had upended the lives of thousands. After bursting into action on September 19th, the volcano went quiet on December the 13th. However, the authorities on La Palma didn't give the all clear until Saturday. This officially declared La Palma's longest eruption on record over. Maria Jose Blanco, the director of the National Geographic Institute on the Canaries, said all the indicators suggested the eruption had run out of energy, but she did not rule out a future reactivation. About 3,000 properties in total were destroyed by lava that now covers some 1,219 hectares. That's the equivalent to roughly 1,500 football pitches. Of the 7,000 people evacuated, most have returned home, but many houses that remain standing are uninhabitable due to ash damage. With many roads blocked, some banana plantations are also now only accessible by sea. Now, a huge clean-up operation is underway. The government has pledged more than €400 million for reconstruction. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez called the eruption's end the best Christmas present yet. After the approval of the highest court, a curfew is now in effect in the Catalonia region. In the most populous municipalities with the highest infection rates, residents are not allowed outside from 1 a.m. till 6 a.m. The Public Prosecution Service had previously opposed the measures. The Catalan regional government wants to use the measures to prevent a hospital crisis situation due to the highly contagious Omicron variant. The court also considered the measure necessary in view of the holidays and the Feast of the Three Kings in January. The curfew applies to the 116 municipalities with more than 10,000 inhabitants and in municipalities where the incidence is higher than 250 positive tests per 100,000 inhabitants. The curfew does not apply to medical emergencies and people who work night shift. Meanwhile, hundreds of protesters marched through Barcelona on Saturday, voicing their opposition against the restrictions. During the Christmas Day protest, demonstrators held signs against mandatory vaccines and COVID passports. The rapid spread of the Omicron variant is starting to put pressure on hospitals, even though experts agree that being vaccinated still greatly reduces the risk of falling seriously ill. And Dutch cycling champion Amy Peters has undergone surgery for head injuries she sustained during a fall whilst out training near Calpe with her team SD Walks. The rider got caught up in a collision with her teammates and hit the ground. As a result, she was rushed to hospital in Alicante. She will be induced into an artificial coma for a few days, read a Twitter statement from her team. 30-year-old Peters is a specialist in track endurance tests. She has been the American race world champion three times and was also the European road champion. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.